is backing up to around Main Street. And if we have a couple of emergency cleaning up the debris, hit lays now start at the North Interchange and go up to Main Street. And we have a wreck on I-15 southbound at Kaysville, delays back to 1800 South. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah. Begins evenings June 20th tonight, excluding Sundays and Mondays. Free of charge, tickets not required. Bring the family. Visit MormonMiracle.org or Facebook. Lynn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, breezy and mild tonight. Overnight low 64, sunny, windy, and high at 4 tomorrow.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, June 18th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott Seeger.
And I'm Maria Chaleo, sunny in Salt Lake City and 96 degrees.
I-15 delays in Clearfield and Sunset. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this hour, a nanny accused of abusing kids in her care in Summit County could face similar charges overseas. A court in Belgium wants to have the woman extradited. More live from KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour. Peter?
And Scott, that American nanny has been convicted of child abuse in Belgium, just like the same abuse she committed on a set of Park City twins. In both cases, Aubrey Anderson broke the bones of the babies. Belgium wants her extradited to face a new trial, but Anderson's attorney, Clayton Sims, says that may not happen.
Belgium can request her return to the State Department, but the State Department can reject it and say, this is not serious enough, it doesn't meet our criteria, and no, we're not going to ask that she be sent there.
And even if the U.S. does arrest Anderson and send her abroad, Sim says she would cooperate and tell her story to overturn her in absentia conviction. She got 5 years probation here, and she must wear an ankle monitoring bracelet for a year. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Other stories we are following, the theft of thousands of dollars from a safe has led Davis County Sheriff's investigators to the discovery of a car burglary ring. Detective Ken Warnsheis says Matthew Robert King took the money out of a friend's safe and police uncovered the ring when they looked further into King. He says more arrests are possible.
We don't know exactly the full extent of the group that was doing these burglaries. We're certain of a couple of them, but once they're captured and questioned, it may blossom into even more.
Warnsheis says investigators are trying to connect the dots across multiple jurisdictions to see which unsolved theft cases are related.
Now, banks have to walk a fine line in how they act when they begin to suspect a client is making fraudulent transactions. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth explains.
Utah Bankers Association President Howard Headley says banks are not in the business of aiding fraudsters. The idea they ignore questionable transactions because they profit from them is ridiculous.
Banks spend literally billions of dollars to prevent, detect, to educate our customers on how to avoid fraud, and we lose billions of dollars every year to fraud.
Headley says thousands of honest businesses rely on transactions banks process, so they have to make sure someone they suspect of fraud gets their due process.
We can't just willy-nilly step in and pull the plug on them.
Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Spy agencies say more than 50 terrorist plots were disrupted through the NSA's surveillance programs. Cleon Wall has the testimony live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Maria, Army General Keith Alexander told congressmen today that one foiled plot protected the New York Stock Exchange from a bombing, and a terrorist financier here in the U.S. was also identified and arrested in October of 2007.
I would much rather be here today debating this point than trying to explain how we failed to prevent another 9/11.
Alexander was asked if a narrower surveillance program would have produced the same results. He basically said no, and that 90% were prevented because of online surveillance. The head of the FBI was asked what was next for the guy who leaked the information. His one-word answer was justice. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. A gas line blew up in a rural part of Washington Parish, Louisiana, early this morning. No reports of injury so far from the blast and fire, though. Tom Eckert lives about 2 miles from the site, but was awake when it happened.
We live a couple miles away, but you could just see a huge ball of flame in the sky and smoke. And all from the fire, even at that distance.
The explosion happened around 5:30 local time this morning. The fire is now out.
More than 190,000 firearms were stolen or simply went missing last year, according to a new analysis by the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. ABC's Scott Goldberg reports.
Surely we can do better than this.
It was one of the 23 executive orders President Obama issued after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Find out how many lost or stolen guns are on the streets. And last year, the official number was more than 190,000 firearms nationwide, though ATF spokesman Charles Mullum says that is probably low.
That's a number that's very skewed because it's not even mandatory to report in many states.
Of those guns reported lost or stolen, nearly 17,000 of them went missing from licensed firearm dealers. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Well, they couldn't reach a verdict. Jurors hearing the case against a Detroit police officer accused of fatally shooting a 7-year-old girl deadlocked, leading to a mistrial. Joseph Weekly claims he accidentally fired his gun, killing the girl while leading officers on a raid to find a murder suspect in 2010. He's charged with manslaughter.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
How some young boys helped protect their sister from a hungry bear.
And we'll get you an update as you head home when we check traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the news.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Everything online and in life. The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15.
Stuck with a fake iPhone. Tracking down a Utah con artist. I'm KSL News Specialist Carol Makita.
This portion of our news sponsored by American Loans. The lowest rate on a new or refinanced mortgage. Call 1-800-NEW-RATE. KSL News Time, 5:07.
Well, a camping trip for a Kaysville family turned into a scary Father's Day when their young kids were chased by a bear. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
11-year-old Baden Kelly was walking with his sister back to their campsite in New Fork, Wyoming, when he spotted a young bear rummaging through their camp.
I saw the bear, and I said, run, run. She didn't run, so I got to her, and I started running with her, and that's when the bear started running after us.
It wasn't scary for me. I just tried to be brave.
Their older brother saw what was happening and started yelling and waving and got the bear to stop long enough to get them into the cabin. The bear dug through coolers in several campsites and was put down when it tried to attack a ranger who had tracked it down. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Taxes appear to be headed up in Salt Lake City. The city council has approved a controversial new budget today that includes an $8 million property tax hike.
Now, parents who dread having the talk with their kids can get a little bit of help from a new website. Utah County Health Department's Sophia Ibarra says that it's designed to help break down the awkwardness in talking about sex with kids from elementary to high school age.
We wanted to do something to target specifically parents because so much of education is just done in the schools. And we wanted to give parents a resource that they could turn to so that they could get involved as well.
On the website, talkingtoteens.utahcounty.gov is abstinence-based as required by the grant that funds it.
Hospitals in the area are giving you another option to cut your wait time at the ER. In Quicker allows you to check in and give basic emergency information online for non-life-threatening injuries. Emergency room staff will then be prepared to treat patients. Spokesperson for Utah ISIS Hospitals, Melinda Meyer, says people can check in from anywhere.
Go online to utaher.com via your smartphone, or if you do want to download the app, that's available too. And then, you know, you could select and schedule even being mobile from wherever you are.
Meyer says in Quicker significantly reduces the wait in the emergency room by providing patients with projected treatment times based on real-time patient traffic.
And emergency traffic coverage for you at 5:09 on KSL News Radio, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Charles, what's happening?
Well, we have a northbound accident in Sunset. This is about milepost 336, and it's backing traffic all the way to the Layton Hills Mall. And then we have southbound delays from this accident, and that's backed all the way to Riverdale at 4600 South. So emergency traffic through Roy, Sunset, Clearfield, and Layton. Beware of slow speeds in North Davis County, and we're seeing northbound delays out of downtown into the Woods Cross area. Lynn?
All right, 15 southbound. There's a few delays as you approach 90th South. A little bit of sluggish traffic as happens this time of the day. Otherwise, it's easing up after that past 90th South. It looks like clear sailing on down to the point of the mountain from there. And if you're on the west side belt, it's the south side belt, rather. It's a little bit slow. There's some slow traffic there about 12th West at the Murray Parkway Avenue, so drive carefully in that area. Moab, where adventure begins. Take in breathtaking landscapes from petroglyphs, Indian rock art, dinosaur tracks, museums, and Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Visit discovermoab.com. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Will hot temperatures today in the mid to upper 90s. Pretty toasty out there. Those winds will continue and be gusty overnight. A front comes through midday tomorrow, and that's going to shift the winds out of the south to out of the north. And that'll bring in some cooler air. Highs will top out in the 80s. Stay there through the end of the week. 90s return by Sunday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now, it's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 96 degrees.
Well, the Supreme Court has been kind of giving out opinions a day at a time this week, and we still have some major opinions left, especially one on whether California's Proposition 8 will be held constitutional. And, of course, you're going to hear it right here on KSL News Radio. We'll have the latest reaction on Utah's Afternoon News.
Utah's Afternoon News, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Let's take you back out to Doug Wright at Techniglass this afternoon, Doug.
I'm listening to Troy Mason tell somebody that it's a real good idea to let that rock chip go until you have to replace the whole windshield. Is that what I'm hearing over there? What do you think, Troy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Troy, we're actually going here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We had customers here we're talking to, Doug.
I know. He's teasing my friend Darren, who just brought in this big, beautiful truck, and said, you sure you don't want to let that go a little bit? Wash it a few times, and then all of a sudden you got to replace the windshield.
That's right. You know, people that are proactive, you know, I like those people that come in and say, you know, I've been meaning to bring this windshield in for 2 months, and now it's spread all the way across the windshield. I mean, I love those people. These are my kind of people.
And I'll tell you what, if you want to save yourself from that situation, you just come in today, and for $5, every penny of that goes to Primary Children's Medical Center. We'll save your windshield.
Yes, we will. We're doing rock chip repairs at all 18 Utah Techniglass locations for $5. $5. And every penny of that $5 is going to Primary Children's. Doug, we've had people coming in and offering to pay full price, which is $20,
yeah,
because they know it's going to Primary Children's. And I think that is just awesome of those guys.
And windshield replacement on most vehicles. I mean, this is the vast number of vehicles, $99 plus labor.
It is the best you can get a windshield all year long. $99 the windshield, $49 installation. And the best part of that deal is you do not have to get it installed today. You just have to get it on the schedule today before 7 o'clock. We're a Utah-based company, 801-562-2200. Give us a call. Schedule it 2 weeks from now or 2 months from now. I don't care. Lock down that $99 Dougie deal.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green Tea HP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green Tea HP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall on the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years, Midwest Design, Furnish, and Impress.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
The FAA is now investigating the death of a skydiver in Tooele County. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Juke.
Other local stories we are following. Police in Tremont are tight-lipped over their investigation into one of their own. Jeremy Rose recently ended up in jail on suspicion of sexual exploitation of a minor. He's now on administrative leave.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Big delays, I-15 in Sunset at milepost 336 northbound, and we're seeing southbound delays into Riverdale. Northbound delays go back to the Layton Hills Mall. I'm Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Extra hot and windy today, but some changes are coming. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
96 degrees downtown.
Well, designated drivers may be shirking their duty. A new study finds more than a third of them actually drink. Sometimes they're even legally drunk. Art Brown with Mothers Against Drunk Driving says findings from the Salt Lake City Mayor's Coalition confirm that.
Even in Utah, designated drivers will have alcohol on board, and the community expectations is a sober designated driver, really.
Now, the survey showed some designated drivers were being selected because they were the least drunk, not because they were actually sober.
Utah con artist finds a weak spot and exploits it. KSL News Specialist Carol Makita has more on how phony phones are making the rounds.
It looks like a new iPhone. It feels like it. Everything checks out, but when a Utah brought the new phone home, it turned out to be a fake. We've all seen knockoffs of watches, handbags, and sunglasses, but faking an iPhone took some skill. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 6, the area of town where this deal went down, and the warning from police for folks shopping for a new phone. Carol Makita, KSL News Radio.
Well, the U.S. says it will sit down and talk with the Taliban. We'll have more as we go in depth coming up at 5:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. The head of the NSA says two surveillance programs have disrupted dozens of terrorist plots. One bomb threat was at the New York Stock Exchange. He also says the leaks have caused irreversible and significant damage.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News.
Google asked a court to lift a gag order on how much information the NSA gathered from the internet giant. Google says it's a First Amendment right to divulge how much requests it receives from the government. New York's police department has been sued for its spy programs directed at Muslims. The suit by religious leaders and others ask a judge to stop the surveillance and destroy any records. A Southern California surfer says he was shot by police as they were looking for an ex-cop on a murderous rampage. Now he is suing that police department because He's always in pain and has suffered speech problems. Tornado touched down briefly at Denver International Airport, sending travelers into bathrooms and stairwells that double as tornado shelters. Airport spokesperson Laura Cole says everything was orderly.
All of the passengers were listening to the public announcements that were being made in the concourse and the terminals, and that passengers did shelter in designated tornado shelter areas, such as restrooms and stairwells.
No injuries or damage from the twister. MGM and entertainment company AEG say they will build a 20,000-seat arena on the Las Vegas Strip and move over Justin Bieber. Rihanna is the new number one on YouTube. The 77 videos on her Vevo channel have more than 3.78 billion views. In third place,
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Korean rapper Psy. And I will fade that quickly.
Thank
because
you.
I don't know if I can
appreciate
hear it anymore.
All right. Thank you, Cleon. We do have an emergency traffic situation to tell you about, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
Well, we can't see this accident very well. The cameras are zoomed in from very far away, but it's at milepost 336, northbound crash. Looks like the left lane has been taken out, and cars in the median as well. And that has caused some southbound slowing all the way back into Ogden. And we have northbound slowing almost to Church Street in Layton. So big delays behind this accident in Sunset. Be prepared as you travel through I-15 southbound. We have delays from downtown to Sandy and no problems in Utah County. Len?
On the west side, Belt 215 southbound slowing from California to the Valley Fair Mall. Eastbound slowing on the south side belt as you leave I-15. Traffic is flowing well through Draper and Bluffdale and up around the point of the mountain. Utah County is looking good so far. And heading northbound again on I-15 into Davis County, there are those delays from North Salt Lake to the Woods Cross area. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Len Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, hot and windy out there. South winds 15 to 25 miles per hour and temperatures mid to upper 90s. It's a fire recipe that we don't want. A little cold front will be moving through by about noontime on Wednesday. That'll shift the winds from south to north, and it'll cool us off. Highs will only be in the 80s, and that will stay the case through the end of the week. We'll get a little warmer by Sunday with the low 90s, low to mid-90s early next week, but we're going to keep sun for the next 7 days. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, a few clouds, 97 degrees.
A change brews in the country accused of once harboring Osama bin Laden. U.S. State Department plans to begin formal talks with the Taliban in just a few days.
The U.S., of course, has a stake here. We believe it is important for the Taliban to begin, of course, meaningful discussions as soon as possible, both with the Afghans and with us.
State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the U.S. government sees reasons for encouragement in the creation of a new Taliban political office in Qatar. The U.S. is supportive with some reservations.
The main dialogue we want to support is among Afghans, but there are some issues we, the U.S., want to discuss with the Taliban directly, most notably our concerns about Taliban connections to international terrorism.
But she says there's reason to believe the Taliban has sincere interest in turning over a new leaf.
The Taliban has released a statement that said two things, that they oppose the use of Afghan soil to threaten other countries, they support an Afghan peace process.
But the State Department won't just take leaders of the Islamist group at their word.
An important focus for our meetings moving forward with the Taliban will be the need for them to completely and verifiably break with terrorism.
A Taliban renouncement of al-Qaeda would be a significant change more than a decade after the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan and the ouster of the Taliban there.
Well, the markets like what they've been hearing from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and it shot up today. We'll watch Utah's money coming up in just a moment.
KSL News Time, 5:23. Time now for Zions Bank speaking on business, and here is Chris Redgrave.
The apple hasn't fallen far from the tree. Service to the community is a family value taught to Dan MacArthur by his well-known and loved father, Eldon MacArthur, who founded MacArthur Welding. So that's exactly why Dan MacArthur of MacArthur Welding has been serving as the mayor of St. George for the last 20 years. This is a fifth-generation St. George family that's been in the business since 1942, when Eldon MacArthur started MacArthur Welding. He worked out of his house and did mobile welding, building a great reputation over the years. Eldon learned to weld in the shipyards in Seattle and became instrumental in replacing the water line from Pine Valley Water Supply.
He did a lot of repair work for people, especially in the early days of St. George, when many Californians came to deer hunt and would end up with broken equipment. They bring it to Weldon Eldon to repair. It wasn't unusual to get cases of oranges from California or Arizona sent to the best welder in St. George. In the early 70s, Eldon welcomed his son Dan into the business. Dan had just graduated from BYU and was put in charge of a truck crane service. Today, MacArthur Welding is a partnership between Dan and his brothers Sam and Joe. They do contract work throughout the West that includes everything from multiple-story office buildings to custom ornamental iron projects. There are 12 employees, and the next generation is already being broken in. The story really is a simple one. Eldon loved people and loved to teach them. For the last 10 years of his life, he made bread and invited people over for cinnamon rolls. Whatever bread was left, he'd give away because he loved to help people. And that right there is his legacy. Eldon was the inspiration for Dan to run for mayor of St. George. He always talked about the future making things better for everyone. And that's what Dan and his brothers are doing with MacArthur Welding and St. George. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
It's June, and you're looking to plan your family's vacation. Perhaps you're thinking about a reunion spot, or maybe you're in charge of a company retreat. Why not plan something memorable for everyone to enjoy for both young and old at heart? In Bryce Canyon, Bryce offers some of the best lodging and hospitality facilities like historic Ruby's Inn or the new Bryce Canyon Grand Hotel. And campgrounds are second to none, featuring modern RV sites with electrical service, sewer, water, guest laundry, showers, pools, and free Wi-Fi. So, hop in the RV and take advantage of Ruby's RV Park and campground located next to the entrance to Bryce Canyon National Park. You won't be short on fun. You'll find all kinds of family recreation like horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, wagon rides, local rodeos, and of course, cowboy cookouts and western dinner shows with rope spinning, whip cracking fun, plus cowboy chuck wagon buffets and traditional western favorites at Ebenezer's Barn and Grill. July fireworks and half marathon are coming up, so celebrate your summer with Ruby's Inn and Bryce Canyon. For events, activities, and hot deals, visit Ruby's Inn.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL, it sounds like the U.S. will need a new Federal Reserve chairman. President Obama says Ben Bernanke has stayed longer than he wanted to. Bernanke's term will end in January.
So who is the highest paid tech CEO in the world? Oracle's Larry Ellison's salary is $1, but he received more than $96 million in stocks and cash compensation. Yahoo's Marissa Mayer made more than $36 million.
Volatility in the global financial markets hasn't helped boost falling gold prices. Gold has tumbled 18% so far this year, and many analysts say the metal's 12-year bull market has peaked.
The Dow is up 138 points, ending at 15,318. NASDAQ up by 30, S&P up by 13.
Watching Utah's Money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, the Tremont Police Department investigates a crime against one of their own.
And we've had a wreck in the Sunset area that's going to delay your drive home. We'll have the latest with traffic and weather coming up next.
Emergency traffic reports.
South 15, they've just reopened all lanes and pushed the accident over to the shoulder.
Breaking news.
Tyler Mayle was in the Cougar marching band. Police believe he may have been trying to climb up the rock face.
Grant and Amanda.
Perhaps this will lead to a reexamination of the Patriot Act.
Did somebody in the department leak that
there
information?
There must have been a leak.
Breaking news and the most reliable voices. Utah's morning news between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Think of yourself in your mind's eye, in your home, now in your bathroom, your stuff strewn about to and fro, toilet seat up, slow drains, tile coming loose, is your wife putting up with a drip? You know, the one in the sink? Got plugs or lights that won't work, doors falling off your hinges, remodeling projects half done? Come on, guy, call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST and get $100 off any repair of $150 or more. Call 444-FAST. We can do it all, except pick up after you. And your wife wants you to do that anyway. $100 off any project of $150 or more. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drain cleaning, electrical, or any aspect of remodeling from Utah's A-plus, best-of-state, clean-cut, drug-tested, background-check technicians at Whipple Service Champions. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Midwest, design, furnish, and impress.
Don't miss Riverton Hospital's Community Health Fair and Family 5K this Saturday, June 22nd at Riverton Hospital. That's 3741 West, 126 South. Enjoy free health screenings and more.
Emergency traffic coverage on KSL at 529, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
It's a bad crash in Sunset, northbound I-15 at milepost 336. A car in the blocking the left shoulder, the left lane, and also in the median, another car. This involving two cars, serious accident causing southbound delays for about 6 miles all the way back to Ogden. And the northbound delays stretch for about 5 miles from Church Street all the way to milepost 336. We're seeing northbound slowing from Farmington to Kaysville. And we also have southbound slowing downtown to Draper. Len?
Well, Charles, a little sluggish on the west side belt, 215 southbound from California down past the Valley Fair Mall to about 39 south. A little slow on State Road 201 heading west, about 32nd west. Shouldn't slow you down too much. That is heading westbound. Eastbound slowing on the south side belt as you approach I-15 and just past it. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and Sandy. Visit LHMDeals.com for information. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, hot and windy today. South winds have bumped high temperatures up into the mid to upper 90s. Tonight, look for a low of 64. Still some gusty south winds out there. Cold front will move through in the morning hours to early afternoon on Tuesday. That will create a wind shift out of the south, turning into out of the north, and that will bring in some cooler air. Highs will stop in the mid 80s on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday. We'll climb back into the 90s by the end of the weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 5:31. Sunny in Salt Lake City, 97 degrees.
Emergency traffic in North Davis County. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top local story this hour, he skipped bail and ran to Mexico, but now a Pleasant Grove man has returned to the Beehive State. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live with more on the hunt for a fugitive south of the border. Peter?
Well, Scott, the four-year vacation is finally over for that Pleasant Grove man. Jess Barker was supposed to face 10 counts of sexual abuse against children. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Jason Randall had worried that his team would get no help to find Barker in a foreign country.
And in this case, it worked out fantastically. We couldn't be more grateful for the help that we got from the U.S. Marshals in Mexico as well as the Mexican authorities.
Those marshals are stationed south of the border. Randall thinks for a time Bunker stayed with the family of a friend he made in jail. He's now held there again, this time on $1 million bail. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
The small Tremont police force becomes even smaller as an officer ends up on leave. Police officials learned about an investigation into Jeremy Rose about 2 weeks ago. Chief David Nance says Rose has been a good officer with 12 years on the force, but he recently ended up in jail over accusations of sexual abuse of a minor.
You know, we take the integrity of our officers seriously, and we don't like to have that type of thing happen.
Investigators are not releasing many details. The Attorney General's office won't comment.
Now, detectives in Davis County say they caught on to a theft ring when one of the thieves hit a little too close to home. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has the story.
Davis County Sheriff's deputies got called by someone saying a guy who'd been living with him, Matthew Robert King, had stolen thousands of dollars out of his lockbox. Police pursued the case, and they say they quickly learned King was part of a burglary ring, hitting cars and garages in multiple Davis and Weber County cities.
We're still at the tip of the iceberg. We have multiple vehicle burglaries unsolved as yet in the West Point area, and I understand Layton has some. There's some in Hooper.
Detective Ken Warnsheim says police have already recovered a number of phones, iPads, bicycles, even road flares. Investigators say he'd been giving a West Point teenager a lot of these items. More arrests are possible. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Chrysler relents and says it will finally recall millions of Jeeps, and it won't be much of a fix. Cleon Wall has the story live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Maria, Chrysler said it finally agreed to recall 2.7 million Jeep Liberties and Cherokees after hearing from concerned customers. The government's also been badgering them for a long time, saying gas tanks near the back of the Jeeps can explode if rear-ended. It says people have died from fiery crashes, so Chrysler will add a trailer hitch to prevent explosions.
The jury is out on whether the fix will work. There's a difference. If it extends down far enough and goes under the tank, it may very well work.
Clarence Ditlow of the Center for Auto Safety says the older Jeeps still need to pass crash tests before Chrysler is home free. Live Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories. KSL is following travelers at Denver International Airport were escorted into tornado shelters as a funnel cloud moved over the airport. 29-year-old Chadwick Densley was there and described the scene to ABC News over the phone.
There's security guards walking around, escorting people to the tornado shelters. And then about every 15 seconds, there's an announcement on the PA saying that there's a tornado warning at the Denver International Airport concourse.
Well, the tornado warning is over now, but Densley says he did see the tornado and watch it move over the airport. No damage has been reported.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The federal government says secret spy program has saved American lives and foiled a bunch of terror plots. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky reports they included a planned attack targeting the New York Stock Exchange.
Among the 50 terror plots the National Security Agency said its surveillance programs have stopped was one previously undisclosed that the FBI said targeted the New York Stock Exchange. An extremist in Yemen was said to be in contact with Khalid Ozani, a Kansas City auto parts dealer who pleaded guilty in 2010 to his role in a conspiracy to provide money to Al-Qaeda. The FBI now says he was also involved in a nascent plot to bomb the New York Stock Exchange, long considered a symbolic target of Al-Qaeda.
National Security Agency Director Keith Alexander tells a House committee the programs are key to helping the intelligence community connect the dots.
Google makes an even stronger push for transparency today, dealing with government requests for information. The internet giant has filed a new motion with the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, arguing it has a First Amendment right to free speech.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Having trouble with the talk, you know, birds and the bees? Well, the Utah County Health Department has you covered. I'm Dave Cawley.
And that crash in Sunset still causing some big problems, traffic and weather coming up.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Back out to Doug Wright this afternoon at Techniglass.
You know, it is so heartwarming to watch folks coming in and they're saving their windshield, and it's a $5 donation to Primary Children's Medical Center. But we had somebody just a moment ago, a good friend of mine, as a matter of fact, Darren, who just came in and said, hey, this is great, and he plopped down $50 on his credit card. That was great. Whatever you can do on that. But $5? I mean, think of it. If we had everybody who had a little starburst in their windshield right now, Troy, and they came in, $5 going to Primary Children's Medical Center. Holy smoke, that'd be a lot of money.
That's right, Doug. And it's at any of the 18 Utah Techniglass locations. There's no appointment needed. It only takes 10 or 15 minutes. We're only charging $5, and 100% of that goes to Primary Children's until 7 o'clock tonight.
Now let's talk about replacing a windshield. If you've got that great big old crack and it's done, it's over, its number's up, $99 plus labor.
That's right. We're doing windshields for most cars, and it really is most cars, for just $99 plus $49 to put it in. It's a fantastic price. It really is the cheapest you can get a windshield all year. And the best part about that deal is you don't have to get it installed today. You just have to schedule it. So schedule it 2 months from now. I don't care. But, you know, we're a Utah-based company, so call us at 801-562-2200. 801-562-2200. Get that thing scheduled and lock down the $99 Dougie deal.
Doug Wright has context and experience in the morning. Jay and Amy scour the web all afternoon. Smile with Nightside until late. Utah's home station, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:45, young Utahns come face-to-face with a hungry bear and not the kind that just wants to swipe a picnic basket.
KSL News Time 538. A Grantsville woman is dead from a skydiving mishap in Tooele County. Tooele County Sheriff's Office says she hit the ground hard during a jump on Sunday. An AirMed helicopter transported her to the Salt Lake Hospital where she died. The FAA is now investigating.
Now, sleepwalking can get you in trouble, but sleep stealing will land you in jail. Salt Lake City Police Detective Veronica Montoya says officers tracked down a car Monday after its owner reported it missing.
And when they got there, there was somebody sleeping inside of the vehicle.
Now, police arrested Matthew Crandall, saying he stole the car before deciding to take a little nap. He's now in the Salt Lake County Jail.
One of the toughest tasks a parent faces is the dreaded talk. And now Utah County wants to help ease the awkwardness.
Some parents worry the birds and the bees talk will go like this. But a new website from the Utah County Health Department will help them send this message instead.
No. No, no!
The website Talking to Teens provides concise tips and strategies for addressing the topic of sex. The site is abstinence-based and covers conversations with kids from elementary to high school age. It is available in both English and Spanish. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
And you can reach that site at talkingtoteens.utahcounty.gov. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, still emergency traffic in Sunset, an accident at milepost 336 in the median. It's backing traffic all the way to Layton Parkway. That's about a 5-mile delay. Even further delays southbound because it's in the median. We're seeing delays back past Hinckley Drive in Ogden. That's a 6-mile delay. Extra slow through Clearfield, Sunset, and Roy this afternoon. And we have northbound slowing. In Sandy to Midvale, we have southbound delays from downtown all the way to 90th South, and that about wraps it up for the Salt Lake County. How about yourself, Lynn?
Well, heading northbound into Davis County, we did mention that there were those delays in North Salt Lake. We are looking at a little bit of thick traffic on the west side belt, 215 southbound from California down past the Valley Fair Mall to about Decker Lane, but it is lightening up now. Eastbound slowing on the south side belt as you approach I-15 and just past. We just pulled up an accident at I-215 and 300 west on the south side belt, so watch for that this afternoon. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com and receive a free 1-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, hot and windy outside. South winds will continue overnight and into the morning hours on Wednesday. Then a little weak cool front drags across northern Utah, and that will shift the winds out of the north and bring us in some cooler air. Highs will top out in the mid-80s Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday and Friday, and we get back in the mid-80s by Saturday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, we've got a few clouds out there and 96 degrees.
Utah's Republican lawmakers will be talking a lot tomorrow, about 3 hours worth, about whether or not Utah's Attorney General should be impeached. For a preview, you'll want to listen to Grant and Amanda at 7:45 tomorrow morning. They are going to speak with the House Speaker, Becky Lockhart.
And then we'll have the latest on what they did talk about right here on Utah's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's News Traffic and Weather Station.
I wonder who actually replies to the email from the guy in Kenya saying he'll share his $1 million inheritance if you wire him $10,000 first. Seems crazy that anyone could fall for that. Well, what about the carpet cleaner offering to clean your entire home for $69? Or how about the one that's been offering 40% off forever? Yeah, we all want a good deal, but offers that seem too good to be true just are. Folks, you get what you pay for. You know, Zero Res gets calls every day from people who need them to come clean up the messes left behind by these other guys. Save yourself the aggravation and your hard-earned money by calling Zero Res in the first place. Zero Res uses empowered water, so they leave zero residue. And right now, Zero Res has a $30 per carpeted area offer. Simple and straightforward. Just $30 per room to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet. From Ogden to Payson to Willow to Park City. Call 2880. That's 288-Z-E-R-O. Just spell zero. Or go to ZeroRes.com. Spelled the same forwards or backwards. Zero Res.
Night sack.
Ethan, a crazy story out of Canada. A man was arrested at a parade for blaspheming the name of Santa Claus in public, also being drunk, so that didn't help.
At a Christmas parade, of all places, is there anything holy in this world of ours? Send us an email, nightside@ksl.com. We'd love to read it over the air on the Night Sack.
UVU.edu/engage.
This portion of the news sponsored by UVU. Experience engaged learning at Utah Valley University. Apply by August 1st. Visit uvu.edu/engage.
1 in 28 kids in our country will have a parent who is in jail. So guess what Sesame Street's doing? Yeah, you got it. They've created a character with a parent in jail. We'll get your reaction on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the siesta is over for a Pleasant Grove man on the run south of the border. Jess Barker jumped bail after being accused of child sex abuse. Federal agents have now located him and brought him back to Utah.
Other local stories we're following. A man accused of shooting his father-in-law in the head during a Sunday mass in Ogden has now been charged with six felonies. The victim, James Evans, will require reconstructive surgery for his jaw.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealership.
Bad crash in Sunset, milepost 336, backing traffic to Kaysville and southbound delays as well, all the way back to Hinckley Drive in Ogden. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mid to upper 90s today with gusty south winds, but cooler air moves in tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, 97 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour, House Republicans passed legislation that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. It passed mainly along party lines. It faces a roadblock in the Senate and a White House veto threat.
Now, close encounters of the wild kind prove a bit uncomfortable for a Utah family. They were camping in Wyoming when a young bear started poking around.
The animal startled 11-year-old Braden Kelly and his little sister showing up at their campsite. Now, Kelly shared his story with KSL today.
So it was just after church services, and we were walking back to our camp, and Logan, as our mom said, stopped at his cabin, which was closest, and then me and Marianne started walking. Then I had a feeling just not to go to the bathroom, and then it was like maybe 20 seconds later that I saw the bear on the other side of the trailer, which was probably about 11 feet away. And then I said bear, and I said run, Mariah. She didn't run. So I got to her and I started running with her, and that's when the bear started running after us. And then when Mariah started running, the bear started to gain on us because I just wanted to stay with her so she didn't get hurt. And by the time it got to about 10 feet behind us, my brother came running really fast out of his cabin and shouted very loudly and got the bear to slow down and eventually stop. And then another guy came out. His name was, like, James, I believe. And he told another kid that was there with my brother to go inside the truck, get his radio. And so he phoned the rest of the staff members, and my brother got our little sister and took her to our cabin, said, wait here, wait for someone to get you. And then me and my brother, the James guy, he told us to go back to see if there's any bears. And that's when we saw that everything was just trashed. And the thing that probably started that was just the bacon grease that we had left out.
And that is 11-year-old Baden Kelly. And a ranger eventually did kill that bear after it tried to attack.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Let's get another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. It's brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here again is Charles Moran.
Well, this emergency traffic situation, milepost 336, the accident has been cleared, but it's going to take a long time for this to clear out. We are backed up to Kaysville for northbounders. Southbounders backed up to milepost 342. That's Hinckley Drive. And we have southbound delays here in the Salt Lake Valley right out of the downtown area. You're going to hit stop-and-go traffic all the way to 90th South. Len?
Delays on the eastbound SR-201 getting onto the ramp to go southbound on I-15. Then on 21st South, some slow traffic on out toward 32nd West. And a little bit slow on the west side belt, 215 southbound from California down to Decker Lane. We have a crash on the south side belt westbound, causing both westbound and eastbound delays at about 300 West. Traffic is back for a couple of miles here. Some traffic is getting by in the left lanes, then as slow as you pass by in the area. Watch for closures on freeway ramps from SR-201 to northbound I-215 this Monday and Tuesday night. Learn more by visiting u.traffic.utah.gov. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, temperatures along the Wasatch Front in the mid to upper 90s today with south winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Now those winds continue overnight. Look for a low of 64 degrees. Mostly sunny, 84 on Wednesday. The winds will come out of the north, bringing in a little cooler air. We're going to stay in the 80s, in fact, for the rest of the week. Mid-80s on Saturday, low 90s return Sunday, Monday. We'll see lots of sunshine right on into the early part of next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Sunny and 97 degrees downtown.
Time now for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
We've all heard the saying, as soon as you drive it off the lot, it's worth, what, $5,000, $10,000 less? But Edmunds.com says some cars hold their value a lot better than others over a five-year period. Topping this list, the Toyota Tacoma truck, which holds 60% of its value over the time. In the sedan $20,000 to $30,000 category, the Honda Civic earned best in class, retaining 51% of its value. Honda's Odyssey minivan keeps 44% after 5 years. In the SUV $25,000 to $35,000 category, the Jeep Wrangler holds 56%. And the Toyota Prius was still worth 47% of what it originally sold for 5 years later. Just goes to show the old adage may not be true depending on what you drive off the lot. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Let's take you back out to Doug Wright, who is at Techniglass this afternoon. Doug?
And we are here to save your windshield, and we'll save it for $5, and that $5 goes to Primary Children's Medical Center, and it's been fun this afternoon. We're doing a lot for $5, and we so appreciate that money because it's going to go to Primary. But some people are even throwing down a little more, Troy.
That's right. It is so neat. People are coming in here, and they're saying, you know what? I know 100% of this is going to Primary Children's, and they're paying the full price, $20. We even had one gentleman come in and pay $50 for his rock chip, just a rock chip repair, because he knew the money was going to Primary Children's. And I think that is super cool, Doug.
That
I
is
mean,
very
your listeners
cool.
are the best.
And I'll tell you what, right now we can replace the windshield for only $99 in labor.
That's right. We're doing windshield replacements for just here at Techniglass for just $99 for the windshield, $49 to put it in. Doug, it is the best price you can get on a windshield all year long. We like to call that the Dougie deal around here. But the best part about the deal is you don't have to get it installed today. You just have to get it scheduled today. So if you're going to schedule it 2 weeks from now from when you get paid or 2 months from now, it doesn't matter. We're a Utah-based company, so call us at 801-562-2200. 562-2200. Get it on the schedule and lock down that $99 Dougie deal for the windshield. And come get those rock chips.
My mom and dad both have health issues. So, yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regions. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
This is Dr. Linda Leckman with Healing for Life. When Mary Solberg of St. George, Utah, ended up in the hospital with a severely broken leg, she was determined to get back on her feet as soon as possible. Unfortunately, the surgery on her leg left it so swollen and stiff that she couldn't even move it. Mary was referred to the Acute Rehabilitation Unit at Dixie Regional Medical Center. The unit was recently ranked among the top 10% of all acute rehabilitation units in the nation for the third year in a row. Acute rehab, a combination of physical therapy, occupational therapy, nursing, social work, and speech therapy, is an inpatient service that helps people regain function so they can return to their daily activities. Patients typically stay 2 to 4 weeks. Therapists and nurses worked with Mary 3 hours each day to help her do things on her own again. Before being discharged, a therapist went with Mary to survey her home and make sure it was safe. Mary has been home for a few weeks now, continues her rehabilitation at Dixie, and continues to improve. I'm Dr. Linda Leckman with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
And if you're just joining us this afternoon, a nanny convicted of abuse here in Utah is being extradited to Belgium. We'll have more coming up.
Time now for The Pattern. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, guys. Well, extra hot today. South winds have bumped us up into the mid to upper 90s. Temperatures will cool a bit as a little weak cold front moves into the area on Wednesday. That'll shift the winds from the south to the north and drop us into the 80s. We'll stay there through the end of the week, but 90s and lots of sun stick around on Sunday into Monday and Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with a look at your pattern on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, one of Sony's biggest investors, wants the media giant to spin off its entertainment division. Third Point hedge fund founder Daniel Loeb's hedge fund holds 7% of Sony. He says Sony's entertainment unit lacks the discipline and accountability of rival companies.
Starbucks is hoping to energize sales by selling more food. One out of every three purchases at a U.S. Starbucks included some sort of food. That accounts for 19% of revenue. Starbucks is also battling McDonald's and Burger King that are offering specialty coffees.
Coca-Cola cut the ribbon at its first bottling plant in Myanmar earlier this month, but a lot of people in the country don't even know anything about the drink. A Coke spokesman says they had to do taste tests for the first time in years.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 138 points, ending at 15,318. NASDAQ up by 30, S&P up by 13.
Watching Utah's Money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Portion of the news.
There's nothing worse, you know, than when you're stuck in a job and you just feel like there's nowhere to go from there. And finally, Jay and I went toward this place that could be that answer for you if it's a problem you have.
Yeah, if you're going nowhere, it's time to go somewhere, right?
Go somewhere. Go to Teleperformance.
And that's teleperformance.com. This is a great place to work where they focus on developing careers with their employees, not just turn them and burn them like you see so many other places.
And you don't have to do just one thing there. They have all these different things you could do, like customer service. Or IT, or even recruiting, administration. And a lot of people we talked to who were managers started there and worked their way up.
Plus, stay-at-home moms, don't worry. They have an opportunity for you to work from home. Also, three locations, Ogden, Salt Lake City, and Linden.
And they showed us that great barbecue area. They have, like, parties, and they really reward their employees for hard work.
Maybe I want to work at teleperformance.com.
Maybe you should. Okay, so we're talking paid training, promoting from within, a company that really cares about their employees. You can apply online right now at teleperformance.com.
There's a big difference between an accusation and a charge.
Engage with Doug Wright.
I'm not here to paint a lily-white picture of John Swallow. There are people that think for the good of Utah that he ought to resign. I get that. But resignation is a lot different than impeachment. We have a lot of smoke. We have a lot of speculation that's going on. We have charges. But do we actually have an impeachable offense?
Engage with the Doug Wright Show. 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Emergency traffic coverage sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Charles Moran.
An earlier crash in Sunset at milepost 336 still has traffic backed up all the way into Kaysville and southbound all the way into Ogden, Hinckley Drive. speeds are improving in Sunset, but it's going to take a while for this to clear out. The Salt Lake Valley, downtown, right out of the downtown area, you'll hit stop-and-go speeds all the way to the South Interchange, and then a little slower down to the 90th South exit. Lynn?
A crash on the South Side Belt westbound has the right lane blocked and is causing delays at about 300 East. Traffic starts at 300 West and back to 300 East. Traffic is slowly getting by in the left two lanes, and then as slow as you go under I-15. Delays on eastbound State Road 201 getting to the ramp to go southbound on I-15 have eased up a bit but are still slow here. Chairs, tables, linens, and tents are just the beginning of what Diamond Rental can do for you next event. Diamond Rental's professionals will help you make your party a huge success. DiamondRental.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, breezy and mild tonight. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow mostly sunny, windy. High of 84, upper 70s on Thursday.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL.